Amagwini ithokozani emakhosini. Igama lam nguzipho wakwaKudolamo elokugula nguMayihlome. Xa uthanda ungandibiza ngoGumayihlome okanye ngoGonyazi lweZulu. Bendizothanda uthatha eli thuba ndicamagushe kuzo zonke izihlweli ezindiphetheyo eziphakathi komzimba wam endilibeleyo okanye endingazibizanga ngoku zingaqumbi iziqalekisi. Ndiqale ngocamagusha emabheleni, emkolanga odlambulo oqunta ovaphi onondanda kuphakanyiswa, ndiyacamagusha. Ndicamagushe emazizini olamyeni omtatela ongxibinoboya. Ndicamagushe kombathane oxesibe, ndingawalibelanga mampinga owawa obholokoqoshe. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandiphehlelelayo sandibekibhekile entloko, nditsho kuthiyani uzengele unonkosi xa ndisitsho ndicamagushe. Camagushe ke kwisihlwele sotholo ondlangisa, ndicamagushe kootida ongcwangule. Camagushe kwisihlwele sandifundisa uphakama isidlozi, njalo ndithokozise kubaba wam uMamntambo kaNhlangothe, ngithi thokoza gogo. Ndithokozise kugogomkhulu wami uMapitsi kaMahoto, ndithi bayethe makhosi amakhulu, makhosi ezizwe. Ndiyacamagusha.
Thokozani and welcome to episode 18 of Gogo Have I Been Scammed, brought to you by Times Live. On this platform, we discuss, share wisdom, and raise awareness on all things traditional African spirituality and indigenous knowledge, including but not limited to scams. My name is Gogozipho Dolamo, and I am your host. I would firstly like to wish you a happy, happy Youth Month, and I hope you keep innovating and testing the boundaries of operation, all in the spirit of youth. I hope you speak up about what you believe in as a sign of homage to the youth of 1976. The youth has historically been embraced and celebrated for their somewhat naivety when it comes to shaping and changing, pioneering and revolutionizing any and every space occupied. When I think of the youth, I think of words like bold, brave, imaginative, and resistant. I consider artistic expression through dress, music, art, hair, and so forth. In music, I think that historically we have seen that music has been used as a form of resistance and as a form of activism to drive social change. Evidence of this can be seen in repressive states where music has been outright banned, content that drives messaging over and beyond the social norm has been policed heavily. In today's day and age, in the dawn of spiritual awakening, 30 years into our democracy, artists are speaking and writing and expressing themselves a lot more within their music, specifically pertaining to their spiritual beliefs. Specific genres have emerged like amapiano and subgenres within the genre, such as spiritual amapiano, where there is an extensive focus on spirituality. I have somewhat sort of explored this topic in my column, and if you would like to catch up on that, please head over to the Sowetan Live website. Type Zipho Dolamo in the search tab and all of the literature that you need should come up. With song and dance being so integral in the observation of African spirituality, as I've mentioned, artists are taking strides towards expressing their origins, their traditional identities, their cultural identities, and finding ways to put fragments of that into their artistic expression. One such artist is the musician Phila Dlozi. Phila, thank you for joining us here on Gogo, and we hope that you will enjoy this conversation as we have anticipated having it with you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
Now, Phila, for those who don't know you, ngubani uPhila Dlozi?
Phila Dlozi is just a young man, born and bred in KZN, Richards Bay. There's a small town just outside Richards Bay. It's called Kwasokulu. And in Ndawo enkosi yakwaMthiyane. So that's where I was born and raised. I've always been a lover of music since a young age, you know, but I was just a lover of music, you know, without an understanding of the gift that I have and how it works, you know, and what it wants from me. So I went to a primary school. It's called Kwasokhulu Primary School. It's in the village where I was born. And after primary, I went to high school. It's called Dilangalibomvu High School in the same village where I was born. And and then until I had to relocate to Durban, and where I continued with my studies, Mlazi Secondary School, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. I think you mentioned a little bit about your gift just now. Can you tell us a little bit about that, how it came about, how you grew up as well, in terms of spirituality? What kind of home did you come from? Yeah, take us through that, please.
You know, I believe that I've always been gifted. It's just a matter of, you know, understanding the gift, understanding and knowing that this is not just a talent, it's a gift, it's beyond a talent, you know. And when I was singing back at home, it was just a singing for me. But as I grew older, I got to understand when I see the impact my singing has to people, what it does to people, that's when I got to understand, you know, and the things that Engzulagzona for this, you know, for this thing to work, you know, it just showed me what this is not just about music, you know, because sometimes I'll find myself singing in places where most people who aspire to be great musicians wouldn't want to, you know, to sing in those places. But I would find myself there singing and getting so much life out of that place, you know. So that's when I got to understand, you know, this is a gift. It's not just a talent.
And with it being a gift, you have the obligation to share that gift, right?
Yes, I do.
Beyond yourself and beyond spaces that you thought or you could even imagine.
Yes. Yes. You know, till today, you know, a lot of people in the industry, they still find it confusing that why am I still going back to the street and sing for ama 2 rand, for ama 5 rand? You know, am I not making enough money? You know, I don't blame them. That's where they vibe. That's the level, you know, above vibrator Giona. Me, I vibrate on a different level. So I got to understand. You know, I understand why I go. It's not about money. It's not about, you know, anything else, but it's about the energy that is being exchanged between me and the people that are receiving the music that I'm doing on the street. Homeless people, abantu abaxakekile, abantu abalate for i-taxi, abantu abanenkinga emakhaya, umuntu ozosuka la. Ozosuka esintini ahambe eyezola aye Alexander aye kuphi, you know. So that's the life engitholayo. I get to exchange my energy with the people who really, really, really need to hear what I have to say.
That is so powerful because that energy exchange nawe ikhona into oyifumanayo. Uya umphefumulo wakho uyavuseleleka from putting yourself out there and sharing your gift and understanding, but just because you are now an artist who is commercial, you still have that obligation. And it seems to me that you are operating and vibrating on that level, if I'm correct, by way of sharing that music with abantu who might not even have access to umculo wakho kodwa, the message is there and they are able to receive that message because you put yourself out there.
Yeah, man, you know, what they don't understand is if I do not go and feed this thing that lives inside me, if I do not go on the street to feed it, they won't have pilalos. They won't have pilalos. They will have their own version of pilalos that has no positive impact. That does not change people's lives. That does not inspire people. That doesn't teach people anything. I just sing Jay.
With no purpose.
You know?
Mm.
So it's very important. It's very important for pilalos to go back to the street every after a short while.
Pilar, if I were to ask you what inspires your music, how would you address that? What are the things that go into umculo wakho? What inspires you? Don't even say and says, you know, let me do this. Let me write music. Let me make music. Mm.
You know, I believe that music is supposed to be the voice of the people. You know, we have to be the voice of everything that is living. There's stories you've never heard. The stories you see in the society every day, but you never hear musicians write about those things. You know, there's issues that we are facing. It's basically gender-based violence. Ubuthakathi within family members.
Mm.
You know?
Real life things that people...
Real life things. Isn't this ibonayo? Like zenzela, you know? On a daily basis. So, you know, my music is just there to address those things, you know, and to make people aware, you know, to teach people, to guide people. You know, I always say, if you want to book me and you want me to come and entertain you, don't even bother. Look for another musician who entertains, because me, when you book me, you need to be aware that me, I don't care how old you are, I'm going to come there and teach you. You know, I'm going to come there and heal you, even if you are not in a position to be healed. But the fact that you are booking me, it means you want healing. I'm going to come there and heal you.
Mm.
That's why you've never seen Pilalozi perform in a club. You know, because those people in clubs, they're not looking for healing. They're looking for a nice time. You know, they're looking for entertainment, and I'm not an entertainer.
Mm.
You know, so my music is basically talking about real life issues that are affecting our society on a daily basis. I'm addressing political issues. I'm addressing a cultural awareness. You know, I want people to be aware and to be very proud of who they are and where they come from. You know, acknowledge the people that came before you. You know, we don't say worship them, but tanda zin, no. But acknowledge them. You know, and that's what my music basically does to people.
Mm. And for the people who do not understand the significance of acknowledging the people that came before them, how would you explain to them the significance and why you do what you do?
You know, this is interesting. You know, you do not have an identity without those people. Those people matter. Those people, they are important because they gave you your identity. Umfekayo akusimina ngiyini umfekayo mina. Umfekayo yenye indoda. Eke yaphila before. Bekuyigama lomuntu lelo. Wakithi. So wonke umuntu onesibongo needs to understand ukuthi leso sibongo siqhamukaphi. Who created leso sibongo? You know? And ukuzibiza ngaleso sibongo alone, it's not enough. You know, it's not enough. It's very important, it's very crucial, because those people, once they feel like they are not being acknowledged, they are not being, you know, a thought of, imoya yabo iyakhona ukulokhuzana ukuphenduka isitha. Imoya yabo ungaphatheki kahle kwabo emoyeni yabo. Leyo moya leyo kulula ukuthi iphenduke isitha sakho. Ishaye wena. Yabo. So without, you know, without even that, you know, acknowledging those people gives you a sense of belonging, identity. That's the most important thing. Identity and you know, belonging.
And knowing your roots. You know, I was a teenager, my father used to speak to me about, so just a brief context, my parents never married, right? They had me very young and they built lives here with their spouses subsequently. So obviously that created a sense of ukuthi nginokhulela kaboma and then ndinokhulela kulotata, right? I think one of the things that I would always speak about openly is that I would say that my father in a way was an expert on psychology, in the sense that he understood and he had the language of ukuthi, firstly, me being in between the families creates a sense of ambiguity about my identity, right? Because I'm between different families and different families are different. So they require different parts of me to come out and they harness different parts of me. And he said to me, and I suppose he saw me maybe struggling with this balance. And the one thing, and the one conversation he had with me was, you know, his role in giving me a sense of identity, right? And a sense of belonging. Yeah. Because in as much as Uko, the different families that I belong in, and I think at the time I still had my maternal surname, and it was important for him, ukuthi dibene sibongo sakhe, because that would come with an identity. Being Uzipho Dlamo comes with an identity. Carries the identities of people that came before me. That comes ngoku in teachings like this conversation on finding identity and knowing your roots. Because a lot of the time, uyambona umuntu ongazaziyo kakuhle ukuthi imvelaphi yakhe iphi okanye iroots zakhe ziphi, ukuthi ulula nje to get swayed in any direction.
True.
And I like that you think about your music beyond entertainment, and you think about it as teaching, because there are people who miss integral teachings like this, who would think ukuthi yazi, nothing ever goes well ebomini bami, but you are using esisibongo and you are carrying people that you have never even acknowledged, right? You have never you have never been in this space, yokuthi dinguzibani wakwabani, and this is what this means to me, and these are the teachings, and these are the roots that my forefathers have put to me and have given me and have empowered me with thus far. That generational wealth of knowledge as well is important to us Africans. And asicinga generational wealth as well, asicingi of knowledge, we think about monetary value. But yeah, Pila, so your music is your gift. Can you tell us how you discovered that gift?
You know, it's you're always going to be in a position of desperation when you find your gift. You know, I was doing everything and everywhere. There are little things that I didn't do in my life. I even have a gospel background because, you know, I just wanted to sing. You know, and I found myself in a lot of places. You know, but me deciding that I'm going to Johannesburg and I'm going to sing on the street and be homeless, you know, for this thing. And that was reason number one for me, but you know what? There's no normal person that can do this. There's no normal person that can leave his home, comfortable home, to come and be a hobo in Johannesburg just because he wants to sing. There has to be a deeper reason behind it. You know, that's when I started questioning. But one of the days I was singing in Bramfontein by Food Lovers, and there's a woman who was working at Hollard. So during lunchtime, they all came out, went to Food Lovers, bought lunch. They sat down, they listened to music, they ate their lunches. But she did not go back when it was time to go back to work, when everyone was going back to work. She just sat there and she kept on crying, you know. And I couldn't understand why she's crying. She's making it very awkward for me, you know. So I just decided to ignore her. I kept playing. And an hour and a few minutes later, she's still crying. You know, and that's now around 2-3, you know, they're about to knock off. I just put my drum down, I go to her, I try to comfort her, you know, I'm not even trying to find out what's wrong, you know. And when she came down, she said to me, "Today was going to be my last day living. I was going to go home, take pills and sleep and never wake up." She showed me a picture on your phone, a plastic gas, a shop right here. It had different pills inside. And she said, "I was going to take these pills today and die. But listening to you, there's a voice that came to me and said to me, sit here and live." That's when I made peace with the fact that, you know what, this is a gift. There's no normal singing that does this to people.
How did that interaction make you feel, Pila? Because I am sure ukuvuka kwakho that morning, you thought it was just going to be a normal morning of you sharing your music and sharing a part of yourself. How did it make you feel, Luguti?
You know, that particular spot. It's that particular spot for me. Because the owner of that building, where Hollard is renting, the owner of that building is a Jewish guy. His name is Paul. Paul came to me when I was busking in Bram, and he said, I'd love you to come and play outside my building, and I'll pay you 1,500 every Thursday. No one has ever done that for me. You know, a lot of building managers, they chase me away when, you know, I try and sing in front of their buildings. But Paul said, come, sing in front of my building, you know. So for me, it was not even about, you know, going to sing at that place. It was going to sing there because of that 1,400, because it was making so much difference in my life, you know. So when I come across that situation, now I connect the dot. No one has ever paid me money to come and bask. No one. You know. So this spirit used Paul to bring me closer to that woman to save that soul. You know. And I only thought about that whole thing when I got to where I was sleeping. It was just something that it was very, 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 you know, challenging and confusing at the same time, because I'm still trying to get used to this thing. And now these things are happening. How? Why? So it was not easy, you know, adjusting to that reality.
Would you say that was the moment that you made the connection between your gift, music being your gift, and you harnessing that gift for healing?
Yes, that's when I realized, that's the day I realized, Uguchi, I'm not just a normal singer. I'm not just a normal singer, and I'm here for a different reason. A much bigger purpose. Therefore, I need to protect myself, and I need to protect this angel, and to protect this energy that gives me, you know, this work. Yeah. So ever since then, I've been isolating myself as much as I can when I don't need to be somewhere and sing.
So you would isolate yourself, you know, prior to going to sing?
If I'm not working, I'm just by myself. I'm in my own space, you know. I'm not going out. Well, I'm not that person naturally, the outgoing person, you know. I don't even have friends. You know, so sometimes I get to fight with people because they are trying to make me what they think is best for me. You know, being that kid who performs Emma Clubini because I can, you know, make a certain music just because I can, and it's gonna give me money now. You know, and I don't need such people in my life. People that are going to undermine the gift that I have. You know, I was given this gift for a reason, and I don't believe Ruti becoming hungry was a part of the deal. You know, they gave me this gift, they made me to leave all these other things. They have a plan for me. Yeah, how I'm going to survive and everything. They do have a plan.
You know, I cannot imagine how frustrating, or how, I don't know what the word is, but because music is such a commercial space, obviously artists are going into the realm of club performances and appearances and so forth. How do you balance that? Because naturally there's an expectation ukuthi uphila is going to be out there, but when uyazazi ukuthi your gift has its limitations and so forth, does that affect you? Does that affect your business in music? Does that affect how you engage with people? Is it better in any way, or do you just take it as ukuthi these are my boundaries, this is how I'm functioning? And
I recently had a conversation with DJ Maphorisa, and he said to me, do you remember that we all started with you? When this Mapiano movement started, you were in the house with us. When we were recording every night, you were with us, you know. Our Daliwonga, Felula T, Nicole, Hosazana daughter, Youngstana, everybody. We started together. Do you remember that? I said, yeah, I do. Can you see where all those people are now? And it's like, yeah, they are well off, you know. Youngstana just bought himself a house and a car. Gosses and a daughter just bought herself a house and a car. You know, same as everyone. They are all doing well, you know. And that was painful to me, you know. And at the same time, I understand he was trying to teach me, which if you didn't pull out, you would be in the same position as them. But also, it was the thing which he does not understand what I have. You know, he doesn't understand, and this is not the only one. It's all of the industry. They do not understand. So the commercial world is always trying to creep in, you know, it's always creeping in, you know. So what I've done is, it's fine. I will do the music that they want me to do, but I'm never going to perform that music, you know. And if I do music that I'm going to perform, it has to be music within who I am. You know, I started Spiritual Mapiano with DJ Maphorisa. You know, I created that wave of Spiritual Mapiano with Idlo Slam. That was the first spiritual song Mapiano to ever come out, and everyone was mesmerized and surprised with it. So is this thing possible, you know, because all of them, they were singing as into as one, you know, Bumnandi, Amantombazane, Chwala, Matrags, and all that, you know. So
wherever we're not in Dibudele in Lagukanye,
yes, so that was the introduction of Spiritual Mapiano. And then shortly after that, I pulled out because the environment was suffocating me. You know, so I pulled out, I did my thing, and we just came back together, got back together with everyone in the Mapiano space. You know, now we are trying to create something like Ancestral Mapiano, and it, you know, I want to talk about and sing about the same things I sing about on a daily basis. Yes.
That is incredibly powerful, Phila. And, you know, if, you know, Ugobela wami wesiXhosa used to say to me, Just touching on what you spoke about, Uguti, you live a life of solitude, and you live a life, Uguti, uyazihlalela, and you work on your craft and you work on impacting people. Your impact and the value of your work is done by yourself and in that solitude. Sometimes kubakho periods zendlala, and there kubakho periods solitude where not even a single person is reaching out to me, or to you rather. But umama umatswane used to say to me, uba, you know, mntanam, xa ungumguli okanye xa ungumntu who takes upon themselves ukuthi uzokwenza umsebenzi wedlozi, it is a very lonely road, and it is a road that is understood by very few people. Because xa abantu bejongile from the outside, bayabona ukuthi, firstly, the space yobungoma and the space of African spirituality is one that is buzzing and booming right now. So it's an industry of its own, and it's fast becoming commercial. So people look at that space and they say, "Uguti, how you're a sangoma, or you're a person with this rich knowledge, this rich ancestral knowledge, or this rich indigenous knowledge, you could be making so much money in A, B, and C." But it is up to you, Uguti. You true to yourself, right? And you have to be true to your gift and to be true to your calling. Uguti, do these things that are being put forward to me, do they align with the values that I have set for myself?
Yeah. You know, it, unfortunately, people are not disciplined enough.
Yeah.
And there are so many people who have failed for that trip. So many in the industry. That's why we have so many, fake gobelas and fake sangomas. You know, because it's, you know, this African spirituality is becoming a commercial. You know, and everyone wants to be associated with something that is booming and trending that time, you know. And that's when the idea, that's when, you know, the whole thing is being, you know, damaged. They do not understand the damage they are doing to the image of African spirituality, you know, because njengamanje it's a joke, you know, celebrities abangathwasanga ndawo sinenini sebe izangoma sebe yogogo uthwase uthwase kubani uthwase sobani, you know.
You know, and putting out false narratives about what is not possible in this space. And I suppose as an artist, and as an artist who is so aligned in that way, you sort of have to be a custodian and act as a protector of this knowledge and act as a protector of what you make accessible, and what you put out there and the ideas as well, in terms of the knowledge that you put out there and what that knowledge has the potential to do.
So ukuqala nje ukungoma is a very sacred thing. It's a very, very, very sacred thing.
Agreed.
Amakhubalo, ukuhlanganiswa kwamakhubalo nezinto elizilapha ikhubalo elithile. Akuyona into iveze ebantwini leyo, ayivezwe ebantwini leyo. You know, even kubalo suku lihlanganisa akumelazi ukuthi lelo kubalo lihlanganise ini nani nani kwaphumana. Yena uthe ufuna ukuzophila la ekhaya, nikeze into okuphila phile, ukwazi ukuthi iyini leyo nto leyakuyena umsebenzi wakhe lo. So lezi inyanga nalabo ogobela abagcwele ama TV manje bakhombisa abantu ukuthi mina ngihlanganisa ukuthi nokuthi 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 kwaphuma ukuthi that's not the right way. That's not the right way. That's why.
Yeah, Vuma. And
that's why the people are the public is not going to respect this thing, because what is it so sacred about it? There's nothing so sacred about Ngoma now, because everything is in the public eye.
I think there is a general misunderstanding amongst Izangoma who have come up in these modern and Western influenced times, because kukho into ethi uba there is this emphasis in Western medicine that there must be transparency and umuntu must know exactly the components that go into whatever they're taking into their bodies and so forth. But when you take a look at that as well, and when you take a look at really a critical look, there is not a lot or too much transparency as well in terms of the components and what they do emzimbeni wakho, whereas that is used to scrutinize African spirituality. Asazi ukuthi kunani lapho, we don't know how that is going to interact and so forth and so forth. So our people are sort of derailed as well, or deterred from we have this way, or have we have been taught this way of approaching help and healing.
Yeah.
Pilar, if you were to relay a message to an up-and-coming artist or an emerging artist who seeks to honor their gift, who is gifted similarly as you, and they are wanting to honor abantu abadala, they are wanting to honor imvelaphi yabo, and they are wanting to honor who and what they are through music, what words of encouragement or what things would you say they should look out for when entering the space?
You know, if I didn't understand myself and if I didn't know my purpose, there's a lot of wrong things I would have done. Probably my career would have started and ended by now. You know, there's so many things that I would have done that I was not supposed to do. There's so many contracts that I could have signed that I was not supposed to sign. You know, but because I take orders from where I got the gift, you know, and that protects me, kuyo yonke into, you know. If umuntu onomoya wabantu abadala and usemculweni noma ungenawo umoya noma ungathwasanga ungenzanga lutho kodwa ufila ngathi you are very close to umoya wabantu abadala nesintu, the easiest way to protect is to go back home. To go back home, ubuze yonke into ofuna ukuyazi eyidelelekile isemakhaya. Ngoba, not even inyanga, esalukazi nsakini kugogo wakho noma kukhokho wakho, ubuze yonke into ofuna ukuyibuza. Labo bantu bazinqolobane zolwazi labo bantu labo. Ayikho, zincane izinto abangazazi. I'm just saying this because, you know, izinto eyiningi eziprotekthayo in our industry, izinto eyiningi eziprotekta wena as a human being and the decisions that you are to make that are going to make you a different human being. It's it's something that you need to know from older people. You know, me ngizwana nabantu abadala kakhulu. Ngizwana nabantu abadala, ngizwana nezalukazi namakhehla. And that's because ngiyazi ukuthi ulwazi luphethwe yibo. Yabo, ulwazi lohlezi kubo. You know, bengaya zikhona ezinye izangoma engizaziyo egcwele lapha kuma TV bengaya kuzo. But ngiyazi ukuthi zona lento eziyenzayo ziyenza ngoba ibeka isinto etafuleni, hayi ngoba kuyinto eqhamuka ekujuleni. You know, so yonke into abangangitshela yona, yonke i-advice abangangitshela yona, sometimes it can be an advice that keeps them in the position, keeps them in the public eye. You know, even ngisho ngathiwa ngiguli, but umuntu uzongitshela ukuthi ngiyagula because he wants to maintain his position in the public eye. Umuntu uzongiqambela amanga athi ngokuthi because he wants to maintain his position in the public eye. He wants to be seen as that powerful person, lwa muntu olaphayo. And it's not like that. So this is, to those who are coming after us, hamba uye zwana kakhulu nekhaya, zwana kakhulu nekhaya, uwazi ngomlando wakini, uwazi ngezinto zesintu, ngoba lezo zinto izona ezigroundayo as a human being, you know. And you become skeptical. You don't just do anything. You know, ukuthi before you do something else, uzomela uhambe ekhaya, uhambe ophahla, ubuze kubantu bakini ukuthi kuyikho yilokho, ifingekona kususene eduzane kwami. But uma kuyikho, akwenzeke ngale ndlela enifuna ngayo, ngale ndlela le okumele kwenzeke ngayo, ngale ndlela le okuyiyona ezongenza umuntu. Yabo. So, and inform yourself. Inform yourself. If you're in the music business, inform yourself about publishing. Inform yourself about publishing. And don't sign any deal that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. Understand the nature of that deal first before you sign it. You know, that's going to help you have a career that has a long lifespan. Yes.
Ngiyabonga Phila. Thank you so much for your words of wisdom. And nam ngiyabona ukuthi, you know, the alignment of our conversation as well, there is something that I took out and that I learned from you. And I hope that many more people will have the pleasure of learning and gaining something from you as well. I hope you continue to make music that is relatable to everyone. So siyabonga kakhulu la kwagogo.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu namsizwa wami, sibonga kakhulu.
And that was Phila Dlozi, musician, songwriter, and as we've learned, pioneer of the subgenre spiritual piano or spiritual amapiano. We look forward to hearing much more from him. He has given us a little sneak peek in terms of what we have to look forward to, and that is a pioneering of another subgenre that focuses on ancestral, on the ancestral part of piano, ancestral part of music. So we are very excited to go on that journey with him. There was a wealth of knowledge in this interview, but I think specifically for those who are wanting to pursue music and to pursue their callings, firstly, Phila reminded us that you have to stay true to your purpose, and staying true to your purpose has a lot to do with informing yourself about imvelaphi yakho, that being your origins. So where you come from, relying on elders for that wealth of knowledge and advice in terms of grounding yourself and staying knowledgeable about the space, informing yourself as a potential artist about publishing and publication of music, what that looks like. Remember not to sign anything that you don't understand. Pillar reminds that to us quite vehemently, Ubuti, remember what you are here for, and also equally make sure that you understand any and everything that you're getting yourself into. And that was it from this edition of Gogo Have I Been Scammed. To share your story with us, please email us on gogohaveibeenscammed@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can reach out to us on the socials, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok under the handle @GogoHaveIBeenScammed. Remember that you can find our latest podcast episode on the Sowetan Live website under the podcast tab or across digital streaming platforms, either Iono FM, Spotify, as well as Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to some of our other podcasts, such as the Sunday Times Politics Weekly, Taking the Rams by the Horns, 30 Years of Democracy, Business Day Spotlight, as well as Chisa Live. Gogo Have I Been Scammed is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Muzo. I have been your host, Gogo Zipho Dolamo, and until next time, Thokozani, Gamabini, and Emma Kosini.